Pardon?
Contact with the Borough of Margaret Enfield.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and it's all to do with a complaint against an officer, Rian Asbo, petitioned against you?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. From my record, I've got you lodged a complaint with us on the 11th of April. That was sent to Director of Professional Standards, who then sent you a letter stating that you've got a court case on the 27th of the 9th, and the complaint won't be looked at until after that date.
Yes, that's correct, and that's in relation to certain issues that are actually going on with the actual case itself. But
yeah.
I've made a separate issue of complaint now, which is in regard to police practice, and it's in regards to a Jane Johnson, who is the commanding officer, who's in charge of all the other police officers, and basically, what she's done is she's told a load of officers to go and make an application under Sir Bernard's permission, which is for the organisation of a legal rave. She's supposed to be overseeing that herself. They've clearly misplaced the case because I was never arrested for something that states it's illegal. Because in his memos to her, through the secretary and few who's, if he did actually say, I would like you to put an application in for the organisation of illegal raves, he clearly told her to arrest me. And I was never arrested. Now, I'm looking to call her up to the witness stand, and I'm going litigant myself.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm asking her to do is I've already handed in two Article 6s as well as the official complaints. And I have a copy of this here now, and I have tape recordings of every conversation. Like now I'm recording our conversation, and I've recorded every other previous conversation. Yeah, of every other officer asking them, and I've memoed every complaint. Yeah, and it's just a complete breach. I've got the timestamps clearly wrong here. Yeah, in the application put towards me. And you can see that a lot of the grid reference numbers weren't taken out. I've got all the police under oath under the transcripts, and my barrister clearly asking them certain questions like, when you was making the development of the application, are you sure that every incident on the 8th of June 2014 is in fact Progress Way when you blocked them out? And we all knew that they hadn't. They weren't in fact Progress Way. It was multiple different incidences across the whole of London.
Sounds quite a complex case.
Yeah, well, it's more than just a case. Right now, I've got conditions imposed. I was never found guilty under the applicant's case, which was the organisation of illegal raves. But somehow the judge still gave me the ASBO application. Yeah, for swearing a police officer, even though I was not arrested or no civil proceedings were taken against me. Yeah, in 2014, and she gave me the ASBO, served the ASBO. Now I've got that. It was a clear breach. The ASBO was actually based upon the organisation of illegal raves. Section 63 of the Crime and Disorder Act 1994 was still imposed on me, and the conditions are still being imposed. Now that's a clear breach of my human rights. Because
is this what you're going to court with?
But this is in September, and what's been happening is I've been to court already 10 times now, and I've got them memoed out in the Article 6, and I've got also all the timestamps that are wrong in the CAD numbers, yeah, memoed out in the Article 6, all the laws that were wrong where I wasn't arrested, and that the police don't have no longer have the burden to say whether a case is criminal. Now, I've handed all this in to the judge, yeah? And the judge has had two different copies of it. I've gave the police enough time to drop the case against me and stop holding me captive against my human rights in my house. And they've chose not to do that. And now it's got to a stage where I have to stand up for my human rights and who I am and what you really represent. You represent a company that represent the people, which is us. And this isn't correct. Right now, I'm stuck in my house, and she's the leading officer. She instructed Steve Ellsmore to make this. I've clearly proved that there is corruption with it, and all the URN numbers were made one after the other, yeah, with a minor adjustment at the end. I've written to all of the NSIR and Police Professional Standards, and they said it's a clear breach. I also written to the company that actually does own Storm. Yeah, and arms and that, and they've said that it's error on their police on their computers. This is a human being, a police officer in development that has actually done this, and it's a clear breach of these codes of conduct and the NSIR conduct. They've shown me everything. Yeah. They're saying that some police officer needs to stand up for what they really signed up for and oversee this, and everyone's telling me it's Jane Johnson's job to do this. Her role is to oversee any police officers below her. Yeah, she's the chief inspector. Now, the problem is, she was asked to actually make the application in the beginning. She's not overseeing the official complaints to yourself, which are three of them, and they're not just throwing the case out the window.
That's not her job to do that.
Pardon?
That's not her job to do that.
Yeah, but it's her job to oversee any police officers that are in corruption, that are causing corruption.
No, I'm sorry, you're wrong there.
Or is it not her job to do that, or to oversee that the police run within their procedures, and that her sister, if she's the chief inspector, she's supposed to make sure that every officer is running within a legal
frame. Jane Johnston was the borough commander, and she's left the borough now. As I said, I've already got your complaint. What I can do is I can add her name to that complaint.
Well, she's left this borough now, and what borough is she representing now?
She's representing Royalty and Diplomatic Protection.
Pardon?
Royalty and Diplomatic Protection.
Royalty and Diplomatic Protection, what's that? Do you mind me asking?
It's the officers who basically offer an armed response and guard. Members of the Royal Family and diplomats.
Yeah, I understand. To a degree, I understand. I have had a long time. This has been going on for a long time, and I clearly have proved that what's going on, that I'm in the right. The Section 63, I've never been arrested for trespass, yeah? Indoors, you know and I should know, yeah, that our human rights, outdoors, yeah, if we speak, we can, our freedoms are limited, but in our own homes, they're protected. And you must understand that any place of residence, like where it's sectioned or any fourth, is exactly the same. It is a home. And the only law under the Licensing Act that make entertainment illegal is if in a private home or in a private back garden, is if profit has been made, with the intentions of making profit under Apex 4. And nobody in the whole application has talked about profit to even make it illegal, but they've claimed it to be illegal. And also the fact that Section 63 is only for outdoor or events unless trespass has taken place because of our human rights, and that this is our place of privacy. Now, in them breaching them rules there, they've breached my rights to be allowed to have the higher provision to any other private house party, because I've been told it, and I've got the transcripts saying that if I hire my sound equipment to any person, or any other person, that I must have permission of the local council. I'm asking the local council, let's say, and I want to hire a sound system to my friend.
Okay, I'll save you all time here, because I'm not going to make comment on anything you're saying, because obviously you've lodged a complaint and it's a court case. In simple terms, what is your complaint against the borough commander, as in the ex-borough commander, Jane Johnston?
Well, at the time, she was responsible for Steve Ellsmore, and she was responsible for Steve Ellsmore's conduct. And I've proved beyond reasonable doubt that Steve Ellsmore and other officers under her command's conduct was of foul play and manufactured evidence. And I've gave them a long enough time.
Is there any direct involvement? Because obviously you appreciate the borough commander's a staff of 400 to 500 people. And obviously she's not going to know the intimate details of everything going on in the borough.
I could come and meet you now, and I can hand you a copy of the Section 6 that is sitting in the court files twice with all of the information. Steve Ellsmore has been sent off again now. In the judge realising
that... Is there anything that she's done, the borough commander had any involvement in it whatsoever?
What am I saying about the borough commander? I'm saying that I've got her signature all over over my paperwork here now, and she is instructed. Right. So I've got it everywhere. Jane Johnston right now. Signature here, CNSMTYE. I've got every page now. What she instructed them not to do.
What paperwork have you got with her signature on it?
I've got a massive ASBO application, must be about 1,500 pages by now.
Right.
Yeah, and her signature's on page 6, page 7, page 8. Yeah. She's done everything. She's in charge of these officers, and she's told Steve Hodison, the list of names that I'm called into court now, and I'm going to ask them the questions themselves, under oath. They're going to be in a lot of... I wanted good relationships. I just wanted to have speakers in a park and look after my community and myself and my family. And it seems like things have been turned completely upside down.
I'll record that for you. And as I said, that will be looked at after the court case.
Okay, what was your name again?
It's Sergeant Aaron Thomas.
Sergeant Aaron Thomas. So what are you explaining to me is that there's no way... Right now, Steve Ellsmore has been told by a judge... The judge said that Mr. Caudill clearly knows the laws that he represents and that this case is wrong, and he stormed out the court. And it took about three judges to even take this case on in the beginning. They kept storming out and refusing. Eventually, he managed to get one judge to do it, and she didn't find me guilty. Now, this judge, so I've gave this judge two Article 6s on the last two hearings at Wood Green and my appeal, and he's screwing with Steve and the rest of them. Yeah, and you can tell. And now, this time, he's told Steve, look, you need to go away and unretract everything in the whole bundle. So now, all the true, I've got the grid reference, all the true addresses to the locations, he has to unblock. Yeah, and he has to, and all the, and on that page, on certain pages, they've gone in there and they've been calling me Black Boy on the Block, Mr. Cordell's part of Black.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Cordell, I'll just be rude, but I don't need to know this. I will record your complaint and it will be looked at after the court case.
Yeah, but someone should deal with the police officer that he's dealing with other people now, though, and the proof has been proven beyond reasonable doubt. I've supplied the evidence. I'm saying that I'll come and meet you right now and give you this evidence. Somebody like Jane Johnson, whoever's acting in Jane Johnson's case right this second, who's the new person in dealing with it? Somebody needs to take one of these Section 6s and deal with these police officers appropriately. Yeah, and I'm not happy for you to put the phone down on me and this situation and tell me that I need to wait till September.
You know the Director of Professional Standards, though,
right? I've already spoken to him. They've told me that I need to deal with Usop direct and that I need to walk over and give Usop my Article 6, and they've told me that I should be on the phone doing what I'm doing. I've played them the tapes back and I've got everything else, yeah, and they're saying that someone is in charge of these officers and someone should be dealing with it.
Okay, if there's any evidence which needs to be collated, okay,
it's already been handled.
Listen, that won't be looked at until after the court case, okay? So, like, what we call early evidence retrieval, say, for instance, if it's like custody, CCTV, anything which we think we're going to lose, okay, we would look to retrieve and retain that. So when the court case is finished, we can obviously go on an investigation. You've got everything. You have all that for court. We can speak to you after the court case, okay?
There ain't no court case, though, because this is the problem. I keep handing in Article 6s, the right to a fair trial, which is my right.
You're going to court in September.
No, yeah, but what I'm not... I've already... Every time I go to court, yeah, I show them... that I give them another Article 6, saying to them, look, you can't make me have a trial with all this corruption. Look at these times. I've calculated it out, blueprint. If you ever see a copy of it, you go, wow. Yeah, and the judge is going, look, right now I don't want... The judge is saying that I know that Mr. Cordell's right. How can I give him a trial with him showing me all this? There ain't no... The only witness that's supposed to be in there is a member of the public saying something. He's got...
I thought you were appealing the ASBO.
Yeah, I'm appealing the ASBO, but how can I have a fair trial with so much corruption in the case and there being no other witnesses? It's the police that have brought this case against me, not the members of the public. It's the police themselves
that are... You've given an ASBO, is that right, yeah?
I've been given an ASBO wrongfully, and I've got the transcripts proof.
You're appealing that decision, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, so when are you going to court for that appeal decision?
I've been to court. I was supposed to have been to court on the... I was supposed to have had my trial a couple of months ago, and I suppose on February the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, but the judge said that because of the corruption in the case, I can't have a fair trial because I keep screaming Article 6. Yeah, now he keeps sending these cops away hoping that one of them will wake up and one of them's going to send a letter through my door and drop the case, and then all the cops are sort of safe and I'm safe. But no, none of these cops are waking up on the other end, and they keep bringing it back to court, and I'm screaming again, how can I have another trial in September? Now, this has been going on for God knows how long, and I'm trapped captive in my house till one of these cops hold their hand up and say, yeah, well, do you know what?
It's quite simple. If there's no trial, the complaint can be looked at. Or if there is a trial, the complaint can't be looked at.
I'm asking someone to oversee Steve Ellsmore's work.
No, it's not going to happen until the court case is finished, or if there's no court case, yes, then the complaint will be investigated.
Okay.
We'll go around in circles.
I understand what you're saying. There's not further I can do other than be captive in my house to laws that don't even exist and wrongful conditions that have been imposed.
Well, I said I'm not going to make any comment on your case.
As well as manufactured and fabricated evidence by these officers. This is incorrect. Right. It's conspiracy to murder, attempted murder. 20 coppers sitting there together creating information reports, not creating them on the days, backdating all of the event dates, and doing it under Article 3. It's human torture. This is incorrect. Somebody should deal with it. There's levels...
We're talking over each other now, so what I'm going to do is terminate this phone call.
Yes, sir. You have a good day, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.